Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha, Madhav Radha, Madhav Radhe, Jaya Radha, Madhav Radha, Madhav Radha, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Vishvanath Paramahansa Prajapati Asutta Sasimad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. जम विश्वपात प्रमाण प्रकाचार श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार श्री हरदास ठाकुर की श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ गोस्वामी प्रभुवन की प्रेम से कही जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की ब्रजभूमि मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की श्री क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सम लिबर्टीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सम लिबर्टीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू सम लिबर्टीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु अनगौरांगा ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम 10th canto, chapter 13, and verse number 50. So, before starting, let's say some prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगं लङ्घायते गुरी यत्कृपातं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम्. Hare Krishna. So, start. Chandrika Visat Smare. Chandrika Visat. Saruna Panga Vikshite. Swakarthanam Iva Raja. Sattva Bhayam Srishti Palaka. चंद्रिका विशत स्मरे सारुनापांग वीक्षिते स्वकार्थनम इव रज सत्वाभयं सृष्ट पालका. चंद्रिका विशत स्मरे सारुनापांग वीक्षिते स्वकार्थनम इव राजा सत्वाभयं सृष्ट पालका. Somebody likes, they can recite. चंद्रिका विशद स्मरे सारुनापांग वीक्षिते स्वकार्थनम इव राजा सत्वाभयं सृष्ट पालका. चंद्रिका विशद स्मरे सारुनापांग वीक्षिते स्वकार्थनम इव राजा सत्वाभयं सृष्टिपालका चंद्रिका विशदस्मर सत्वाभयं सृष्टिपालका So now word to word meaning, please repeat after me. Chandrika Visadasmara. By pure smiling like the full, increasing moonlight, Saruna Panga Vikshita. By the clear glance of their reddish eyes, Swakarthanam, the desire of his own devotees, eva, just as Rajasattva Bhayam, by the modes of passion and goodness, Shrishtapalaka, were creators and protectors. So now translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. So translation, those Vishnu forms by their pure smiling, which resemble the increasing light of the moon, and by the sidelong glances of their reddish eyes, created and protected the desires of their own devotees as if by the modes of passion and goodness. Purport, those Vishnu forms blessed the devotees with their clear glances and smiles, which resemble the increasingly full moon, full light of the moon, Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. As maintainers, they glanced upon their devotees, embracing them and protecting them by smiling. Their smiles resembled the modes of goodness, protecting all the desires of the devotees, and the glancing of their eyes resembled the mode of passion. Actually, in this verse, the word raja means not passion, but affection. In this material world, rajogun is passion, but in the spiritual world, it is affection. In the material world, affection is contaminated by rajogun and tamogun. But in the Suddha Sattva, the affection that maintains the devotees is transcendental. The word swakarthanam refers to great desires. As mentioned in this verse, the glance of Lord Vishnu creates the desire of the devotees. A pure devotee, however, has no desires. Therefore, Sanatan Goswami comments that because the desire of devotees whose attention is fixed on Krishna have already been fulfilled, the Lord's sidelong glances create variegated desires in relation to Krishna and devotional service. In material world, desire is a product of rajogun and tamogun. But desire in the spiritual world gives rise to a variety of everlasting transcendental service. Thus the word swakarthanam refers to eagerness to serve Krishna. In Vrindavan, there is a place where there was no temple, but a devotee desired, let there be a temple and seva, devotional service. Therefore, what was once an empty corner has now become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the desires of a devotee. Om Ajnanatim Randhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumnitam Mena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Mena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadam Mahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशधारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपियाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्याम जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग आई सीक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज स्पेशली असेंबल्ड हियर द सीनियर डिवोटीज लाइक हिज होलनेस भक्तिविनाशक महाराज राजेंद्रनंदन प्रभु एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज। सो प्लीज ब्लेस मी सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर माई ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन and as the verse goes like the desire and devotional service I will be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So as usual in case if I go with the flow you can interrupt me so that I can be in, like normal. So here very significance importance has been given like the first word only has been explained about Chandrika. So the moon, why it has been compared, so that also we'll be seeing. So the three things we'll be discussing in today's class, like the importance of this Chandrika, why the word has been used, and then the pure smiling, which says about this, and then the Lord's side glance, and in this connection only, the Swakarthanam, the desire, this is the fourth you can say, but it will come in between only, that how this desire also helping the devotees also to advance in our Krishna consciousness. So these three things only we will be discussing in today's section. So let's start. So like this whole chapter and episode which we are able to see, it has started because of the desire. The gopis, the brajvasis, am I audible now? Yeah. So the gopis and the brajvasis, they had a desire. The desire was that to serve Krishna because they were able to think that Krishna is with us or we are able to see Lord Krishna only for some moment. Why not have him as like our son or like the cows were thinking like as a calf so that at least we can serve him as our best of the capacity whatever we have. Because as we know many times the gopis they gave complaint that Krishna is coming and stealing butter from our houses. And although they don't want to do, but they were doing because of the reason that when I go to do some complaint, at least I'll have some association of Krishna for that at least that particular moment. So here that's why we are seeing that how this desire is very important. And because of this desire actually, the chapter although name is Brahma stealing the boys and calves, but the desire was that too, the gopis' desires and the brajvasis' desire they had that they want to serve Krishna. And because of that only Lord Krishna enacted this whole pastime actually. So that we will start from the desire and then we'll go end with the desire only. So here this desire which we are able to see that how the brajvasis they had a desire to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead. So similarly everybody is having desire to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead. But in between like as here the special episode comes like Brahmaji. So he also becomes bewildered. So when he becomes bewildered, so Krishna has a very unique way to rectify it. The word has been used is pure smiling. So not only this one, before starting in the third canto, which we can see in the 16th chapter, where these four Kumaras they come, and the doorkeepers Jay and Vijay, they were cursed. And then Lord Narayan comes to the gate and he just watch, with a big smile. And just this big smile and everybody is like becoming puzzled. He's thinking that whether I'm in fault or he's in fault and they are trying to correct themselves. And the same situation is here, which we can see the Brahmaji. Brahmaji is also in the first instant, which in the last class we discussed that how he was not able to see the Supreme Personality Godhead, but in the next phase, he is able to see the Supreme Personality Godhead. And not only he is able to see the Supreme Personality Godhead, he is describing so nicely, like the smile, the glance. He is able to understand each and everything. So how much his heart has become melted that each and every details he is able to see. And it is said that the details when comes when we love someone. So yesterday's class I felt very humiliated and ashamed of myself, because as Janivas Prabhu asked that how many Tulsi garland Radha Madhava is wearing, and I was not figuring it out how many. So just thinking that how shallow my bhakti is, as in the new fight stage, that even I can't see the whatever, if you see, like this is a calculation, is a material calculation, isn't it? Materially, okay, 5 garland Radha Madhava is wearing. That also I'm not able to see with this material eyes. How I'm going to perceive the Supreme Personality God in his Satchidananda, you know, form? So how much condition I am in this material world? So Brahmaji is especially taking the role of us, that how much we are conditioned in this material world. So when we are in condition in this material world, and what is this condition in this material world? The repeated birth and death and our imperfect senses. So how can we perceive the Supreme Personality God? So we are suffering, and in this suffering only hope is that we get the coolness effect, because we are burning in this material world. As the word here has been used, I'll just say that the fire of conditional life, the fire of conditional life, which in the verse says, Bhav Mahadavagini, which Prabhupada explains in the purport, Chandrika, Shreya Kairava Chandrika. So Shreya Kairava Chandrika, why it is explained? Because in this material world, we all are suffering. So we need some kind of relief. And who can provide? So here, that's why the particular word has been used, Chandrika. This Chandrika has two purpose, or two work, we can say. It's giving the cooling effect. The second thing is providing juice to the vegetables and fruits. So in these two connections, why it is important? This juice is in Krishna consciousness, particularly here, it has been explained. Because we are suffering this material world, and untilness we get this cooling effect in our Krishna consciousness, we'll be disturbed all the time. So that's why this has been explained as a Chandrika. And then as well as we require the mellow, the rasa in our Krishna consciousness. Untilness we get this rasa in our Krishna consciousness, everything will be dry. And then what will happen after certain periods, we may feel, oh, this Krishna consciousness is boring, because we are not able to tap it. So that's why Brahmaji is particularly taking the role and representing ourselves, that how much we are suffering in this material world, burning in this Bhav Mahadavagini. So that's why this the cooling effect is required. And as all we know that our goal is to get the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, to serve their lotus feet. So how we can get it? So very nice one verse is, not verse, but song is there. Nitai Pad Kamala Koti Chandra Susitala. The Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet is Koti Chandra Susitala, millions, you know, moons. And then, Je Chhaye Jagat Juraye, Heno Nitai Bina Nai Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai, Dridha Kori Dharo Nitair Pai. So Narottam Das Thakur is explained very nicely that we want to serve the Radha and Krishna, how we can get it? When we are serving Lord Nityananda, by His mercy only we can get it. And especially here He is pointing out that Koti Chandra Susitala, Koti, you know. Even like we have some experience like one moon and Koti million, you know, Koti, how much is the coolness we'll be giving? So that much Nityananda Prabhu is giving to all of us. So that's why it becomes very important that how much we can take the mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead. When we are serving Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then we are automatically getting the service of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So in this material world, especially in Kali Yuga, So it becomes very important to serve Lord Nityananda. When we are serving Lord Nityananda, we are in the safe side, because we are getting all the necessary things, like first as in Koti, the moon which has been explained. And then by serving him, we are getting another moon. What is that? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the rising moon. The temple has been named Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. So it becomes very important that how much is important to serve Lord Nityananda. When we are serving Lord Nityananda, ultimately we are getting the mercy of Lord Gauranga and Radha Krishna's service. So again, moving ahead, that pure smiling. This smiling is very important, because Lord is having a very unique way to rectify someone. As in the beginning already we saw that how it becomes very important when this all the four Kumaras were there. So they were also thinking, what will happen now? But Lord was just smiling. And here also in the Brahma's case, Lord is just smiling. So Prabhupada says in the purport, I'll just read. Instead of meeting with a similar mood, one should try to pacify him with a smiling face and mild treatment. So in this material world, sometimes it happens that we want to correct it someone. So we just go with the flow. Hey Prabhu, why you are doing like this? You know, this offense. Oh, you are going to hell, or something like that, we say to him. And he becomes, what did I do, Prabhu? And sometimes we feel offended. Oh, Prabhuji said me like this, I don't want to do this service. And they leave it. But here we are able to see that how they are becoming more and more engaged in devotional service. So the unique way of rectification of the Supreme Personality Godhead. So this smile, as Vallabhacharya, he says that how Krishna is full of this sweetness. He says, adharam madhuram vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram hasitam madhuram. So everything is madhur, everything is sweet about Krishna, whatever we see. And that's why the sweetness comes from there. So whatever bitterness we have, that goes away. So like when we are in this material world, we are conditioned. Prabhupada gives the example of jaundice patient. When somebody is in jaundice condition, the sugar candy, this, you know, it appears like bitter to him. But as much he takes, okay, goes on, it becomes sweet and sweet. So in our material condition, the Lord's smile, everything may not be so appealing. Oh, we'll see, like with our material vision only, oh, Lord is there. Like yesterday, which I was telling about Janivas Prabhu's class. I saw with my material eyes, oh, I got darshan of Lord. Oh, Lord is very nice. But there is no details. Where is the love for me towards Lord Ramadha? But as much we will be taking more and more, Lord will show mercy. And very important, like in one of the past time, which happened in Vrindavan. So I'll just say. So in Vrindavan, in Banke Bihari temple, this one devotee, particular devotee, he was materially blind. So he was going for taking darshan. And then it was very rush. All the time it is rush. And then Pujari was noticing that this particular person is coming again and again to the temple. But he is a blind person. What darshan he is able to, you know, take of the Lord? And then one particular day, he goes to that devotee, and then he asks that, you are coming here, you know, you are materially blind. So how you are, you know, getting darshan of Lord? So why you are coming? Because so much rush is there. Better you can be, you know, outside and something like that. So he said that, I am coming not because I can take darshan of Lord. I am coming that if Lord's, you know, his glance comes on me, then my life is successful. So this becomes very important. That how much it is important that, okay, Lord's mercy should come on us. And that's why this now the Rath Yatra is going on. So Rath Yatra, the main festival, the main importance is Lord is coming out from Neelachal and going to Sundarachal to give the blessings to all the devotees, especially those who are so busy in their life. They are not able to come. And this, in this lockdown, especially this year, Lord Jagannath has did really a very unique pastime. I was just thinking that how Lord Jagannath is ready to extend his mercy to what extent that everybody can become devotee. Because for a particular devotee, I was thinking about the outsiders and for the devotees. Because devotees, they want to serve Radha Krishna. So in this particular connection, that how a Brajvasi, the Brajvasi mood is that to bring Lord Krishna to Vrindavan, to Sundarachal. So that is the actually Rath Yatra, taking Lord from Dwarka to Vrindavan. And in this particular moment, he gave the virah, you know, the separation, love in separation to all the devotees. Because all the devotees, they were just thinking, oh, this time Supreme Court has stopped this Rath Yatra. So they were so much in anxiety, they were just feeling so much separation, always watching, you know, the maybe 1 year or 2 year photos, oh, in Jagannath Rath Yatra, so nice it was, I was there, I was doing some service, they were remembering their services, that, oh, I made this, you know, preparation suite, maybe whatever things are there, that I made for Jagannath, and this year I am bereft of, you know, offering, I won't be able to serve Lord. So they were so much in the separation. So Jagannath had increased the love of the devotees. That, oh, you taste the, you know, the love of the, you know, the Brajvasis, that how much they are feeling separation from me. And as well as in this lockdown, many person, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Mandasu Manda Matyo Manda Bhakya Pujita, people are already lazy for advancing in spiritual life. So how they are going to advance in Krishna consciousness? So, but in outside people, outside world, people, they are always looking for some breaking news. Oh, something breaking, something new. So Lord Jagannath also made something new. Okay, now there is no Rath Yatra. So, right, no Rath Yatra. Then again, suddenly one day back, you know, one day before, oh, you see, yes, it's going to happen. So it was like, you know, consequently the breaking news. And everybody is busy in their mobile. Okay, breaking news, just watching. So getting the mercy of Lord Jagannath, maybe in this digital form or another form. So Lord Jagannath has entered in each and everyone's house, whether he's a devotee, non-devotee or anyone. So he has extended his mercy. And that's how it says in the word, in the purport when we are going, it says about affection. So Lord's affection is how much he is loving to all the people in this material world. That first of all he leaves his Neelachal and then he goes to the Sundarachal. Yeah, definitely it's, you know, very unique and realizable that he is going to Vrindavan to meet his pure devotees. But in between, he is thinking about all the people, those who all are conditioned in this material world. They are not able to come out. And he gave the promise also to Gundicha. When this yajna was happening, then Indu Maharaj asked that, I should not have, you know, son. Why you don't, then, because he said that, I don't want son because later may somebody will come and he will claim about this temple, that this temple belongs to our family, another thing. So he doesn't want that. But Gundicha as a mother, she has love. So she gave petition to Lord, but I am a mother. I want, you know, son. So Lord said that, yes, I will become your son and I will be coming to your house for the 7 days. So like this whole 9 days, 7 days he stays with in the Sundarachal and the 2 days like going and coming Rath Yatra. So this whole 9 days. And still in the Jagannath Puri, the Shraddh ceremony of Indu Maharaj and Gundicha, Lord Jagannath does. So this is very important that how much he affects, you know, having affection towards everyone. He is not obliged to do anything, but still out of his affection he is going and giving his mercy to each and every living entities. So moving ahead, like how the Swakarthanam, the great desire, and then later Prabhupada says, Swakarthanam refers to eagerness to serve Krishna. And then in the translation, he says, Swakarthanam, desire of his own devotees. The three things has been explained here. Swakarthanam, the desire of his own devotees. Then in the second, Swakarthanam, great desire. And then the third is eagerness to serve Krishna. So the three different things, although like similar, but different. So Prabhupada is saying about this desire of his own devotee. Why this own his desire of his own devotee, and how he is pacifying or fulfilling those desires? Because he wants to give mercy to these living entities, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has sang very nicely. Gopinath tumi kripa parabar. Gopinath tumi kripa parabar. Then he is saying, jivere karana asiya prapanche lila koila subistar. Jivere karana. So, because of this living entities, they all are suffering. That's why Krishna is expanding his all the pastimes and giving them each and every one mercy. And this mercy is not only limited to the Lord, but especially extending to his devotees. And that's why it has been said, desire of his own devotees. Krishna is trying to fulfill, he is fulfilling the desire. And that's how Prabhupada says in his one of the song. So I'll just read the song. Very nice. He says, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachichuta Priyati Krishna Seva Jara Tulanai Se Se Mahanta Guru Jagati Ramadeuru Krishna Bhakti Deya Tai Tai तार इच्छा बलवान पाश्चाते थान थान हो जाते गौरांगी रना पृथ्वी ते नगरादि असमुद्र नदनादि सकले बोले कृष्णना. So here very important word has been the तार इच्छा बलवान. Prabhupada is saying it's not my ichha, this is not my desire. Whose desire? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his desire is, you know, very great. And that's how Prabhupada also says here, that refers to great desire. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is having great desire, and he is trying to fulfill that one. So this great desire becomes affection for all these living entities, which here Prabhupada says, in the material world it may appear that how come devotees are having desire? One verse is that Krishna Bhakta Niskam Ate, you know, Sant. So devotees are, you know, silent or Sant. Why? He is not having some desire. But what is this desire? This desire is to please the Supreme Personality Godhead. Although it may appear that he is getting desire in this material world because of the Rajogun and Tamogun. But no, in this material, in this spiritual world or in the spiritual plane, it's like transcendental. It is affection towards other living entities. And in this way, they are serving the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because everybody is having some unique qualities to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead. And the devotees, they have understood this mode. Because as in this Rath Yatra, we are able to see that Jagannath is coming out. Why? To reclaim this all fallen conditioned souls. And the devotees, they want to facilitate that one. That okay, these all living entities, whatever they are, they should all go to the spiritual world. The same desire. It may appear that, oh, devotees are desiring. They are only desiring how to serve the Supreme Lord. So they are facilitating the Supreme Personality Godhead. And that's how they are preaching. And that's how here it says, Sakale bole Krishna naam. Sakale means all living entities. And not only for this particular moment, he is saying, Prithvite nagaradi, asamudra nadanadi. Means all the places, Prithvite, in this material world, whatever is there. So why he is reclaiming that one, Prabhupada? Because he is saying, Krishna sevaya jar tula nai. So the, you know, unparalleled service he is doing to Lord Gauranga. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is doing the unparalleled service to the Lord Gauranga. And Lord Gauranga came only, okay, to freely distribute this love of Godhead to everyone. And that's how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada went and he started preaching. Because at the, you know, later stage, like in the advanced stage of 70, it is not expected that someone should have so many desires, okay, build this one, do that one, like in the purport it has been explained that in Vrindavan, Prabhupada is saying that there was like empty thing, and then there was no temple, but a devotee desired. So why in the old days he is desiring, the question comes. He is desiring only to please the Supreme Personality Godhead, to engage all the living entities in the service of Radha and Krishna, so that they can also get the mercy of the Lord. And as we are able to read and we are trying to able to understand that how it becomes very important to come in the line of the Guru Parampara. Because unless we come in this Guru Parampara, we won't be able to understand that what is this desire and how we can serve the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because unless Prabhupada gave the commentary about all these verses, people were also reading Srimad Bhagavatam, they were reading all the pastime, but it was not so appealing to them. They were not able to understand the thing. But because Prabhupada presented the whole Guru Parampara, that's how we are able to understand. So that's why this desire is not material. This desire is to please the Supreme Personality Godhead. And all the living entities, especially the devotees, they are just engaged, okay, how can I fulfill the will of the Supreme Personality Godhead? And it is manifesting in different ways for different particular devotees. So that becomes very important in our life. So we'll just summarize here that what we discussed. So here, we saw the three things, the smiling face, the second saw the sidelong glance of the Lord, and third we saw the desire. In this we went into the detail, and then we saw that how Krishna has a unique way to correct others with a smile. And then we started with the desire, that how the Brajvasi and others, they were having desires and they were it was fulfilled, although the chapter named Brahma is stealing the boys and calves. And then later we saw that how the Lord's devotees are also serving the Lord in a unique way, which we saw through the song, that how Bhakti, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is having a desire that the holy name should be spread all the places. Then we saw that the sidelong glances, the Lord's sidelong glances is like giving mercy to all. And that this sidelong glance is very important, because through this our material senses, we are not able to perceive the Supreme Personality Godhead. So how we can perceive? When the mercy comes and flows, and we will get automatically all these things, which we saw from the Brahma's life, that Brahmaji was able to perceive all the details, and that shows the love of Brahmaji towards the Supreme Personality Godhead. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Any correction, comments? So Maharaj's question is that here it has been explained that side long glance, and this side long glance in this material world has been explained as like raja, and you are asking about this side long glance is about which particular rasa here? Okay. Yeah. Here Brahmaji is seeing, so he is giving side long glance, as well as when it comes like as I was explaining through the Jagannath pastime. So Lord is glancing to all the devotees and the outside with the affection of this side long glance. So that was. Yeah, so here Maharaj, you know, Brahmaji is watching, like particular devotee, he is watching, and here Brahmaji is expressing his thought, because he is watching the Supreme Personality Godhead, that how he is purely smiling and he is giving a side long glance, and he is protecting here, the word has been used, protected the desire of his own devotee, protected the desire of his own devotee. With a side long glance. Yeah. So one thing is that he protects the desire of like the gopis and the cows, which they had a desire that they wanted to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead. And the second thing is that with this side long glance he is giving darshan also to the Brahmaji, which he is able to perceive. Like here in the Radha Madhav temple also, when we are going. So many times, not many times, all the devotees, they are saying that, oh, Radha Madhav is looking at me. So he is not particularly fixed on a small, like particular devotee, but every devotee is watching the Lord, and they are deriving their all particular rasa and the satisfaction. And that's why in the purport it has been explained that, I'll just say, yes. Yes. Rajendranath Prabhu. Mike is. Yeah. Can I see the mic so that internet? So, Hare Krishna, so as Maharaj was asking that this reciprocation or sidelong glance was with whom? So, Rajendranath Prabhu explained in the next verse already, it has been explained nicely, and in the previous also, like last time, it was explained that how the tulsi leaves and other things were offered to the Supreme Personality Godhead. So, in the next verse, it has been explained that all being, both moving and non-being, for from the four-headed Lord Brahma down to the most insignificant living entities had taken form and were differently worshipping those Vishnu Murtis. So actually, Lord was giving sidelong glance to them. Is it correct, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. So all the forms are worshipping the Supreme Personality Godhead, inspired by these sidelong glances. Is it? That's not working. In the next chapter, Rajendranath Prabhu is telling about the next chapter, Brahmaji explaining that how Lord has expanded is in the Vishnu form, the unlimited universe, and then all the living entities, they are serving Him. Is it Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Should stop? Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. Yeah. Whose attention is fixed on. So Rajendranath Prabhu was telling about that how Sanatana Goswami explaining the desire of devotees whose intention is fixed on the Krishnas have already been fulfilled, and then he is explaining about the Vrindavan temple, the Krishna Balram temple, that how it was manifested because that was the desire of the devotees, and then it manifested. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.